So I'll say this, when it comes to like quote unquote stuff, us Americans, we love it. We love our stuff. We love buying things. I mean, it's evident by not only the way things are marketed towards us, where it's constantly like buy, buy, buy. Podcast, The Life of a Bon Vivant, Manifesting Your Paris Dreams and More. I'm your host, Bita Hashimpour. This podcast is designed to inspire, elevate, and help you step into the abundant life you deserve, whether that's in Paris or anywhere else in the world. Bonjour and welcome back to another episode of the Life of a Bon Vivant podcast. So it's really interesting this week to come with you with this episode titled, Do We Really Need All of Our Stuff? Because obviously this is something that I'm really going through and thinking about these past few weeks as I've been packing and preparing things to ship for my move to France. And I always love talking about this topic in general about stuff and consumerism and the culture around that because I find it so fascinating as someone who's American and grew up with that and then has lived in France before and experienced the opposite of that. And I would say by no means am I someone who's a minimalist. And by no means am I someone who's a maximalist. I like to think I'm pretty balanced, but, everybody probably thinks that about themselves. But what's interesting is that going through this whole packing process has been really eye-opening and thought-provoking about what it is I really actually need and want and should have or should be taking with me. And I thought I would bring it up for discussion on the podcast here this week because it is spring. Usually this is the time for the infamous spring cleaning. And you may be wanting to give your own space a refresh, even if you're not moving or anything of that nature. I think it always feels really good to give the home like a little bit of a facelift and your space a facelift and make things feel like decluttered, fresh, inspiring, and creative. So I'll say this, when it comes to like quote unquote stuff, us Americans, we love it. We love our stuff. We love buying things. I mean, it's evident by not only the way things are marketed towards us, where it's constantly like buy, 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 but also our desire for those items and fueling that cyclical pattern of like us buying things, companies giving us more, us taking the bait and then buying more, and just creating that pattern. And I think you can see it really well when you walk into a lot of the big box stores like Walmart or Target. If you walk into like even Home Goods, it's crazy how much stuff is in those stores. I was just at Walmart the other day getting some boxes and just restocking some tape and stuff like that. And I was making my way, the boxes were at the end of the store, so I had to walk through all the different aisles to get to the box section. And I was just taking in the sheer like magnitude of items that were lining the shelves. There's any like everything and anything you could ever need in that store. And that's just one location, one store. And I live in a pretty busy like metropolitan area in Southern California where there are multiple Walmart stores and multiple Targets, all very within close range to each other. So it's not like that store was supplying a huge area, although there are a lot of people here. But still, I just was looking at the items and I was thinking, how much of that stuff is continuously sold? Like food, that kind of makes more sense, although we all know there's definitely a wasteful food culture with grocery stores and restaurants and whatnot in the States. But like grocery items make sense. People are constantly eating and buying, but Just the random stuff, like the random lamp or toaster, or there was like a, I don't even know what it was, honestly. It was almost like a square of fake grass that was really small, like probably 12 by 12. Just like a basket full of those. I'm like, what is this for? Like, do you decorate with this? What is it? What's the purpose? So, just random stuff. And I just kept thinking, who is buying this stuff and how often is it being bought? Is a lot of this stuff collecting dust? Is there someone that goes around and dusts the shelves? And it just is the perfect example of how we have this culture of, having so much stuff. And, I'm definitely guilty of it too, especially when it comes to like holiday items. I have a lot I've collected. And, I like to think that it's a very curated collection. I'm not someone who does a new holiday theme each year when, Christmas rolls around, Halloween or fall. I have the same pieces that I literally bring out of a box and put out. And sometimes I'll add like a new pillow for the year or some new faux floral or something. But it's again, if I bought, let's say a pumpkin pillow 2 years ago, it's coming out each year after that. And if I bought a new little porcelain pumpkin, last year, then it's going to come out this year. It's not like I change up things each year. And so that's what I mean by I have a curated collection of items. It's the same thing with everything else in my home. I don't buy like 20 different wine glasses just for the sake of having different styles. I have like two different, probably wine glass sets, one that's really big and nice for big glass of red wine, and then something that's a little daintier and nicer to have on the dinner table when you have guests. So things like that. But even that's a lot for the French. I think unless you live in a big home in France where you can really create like a collection of items, when you go into a French person's house, the standard French person, even if they have a nice collection of fine china that either they inherited or they found at a brocante or something, that's their one nice set. They don't have a ton of things that they could store in boxes and boxes and, have them be in attics and basements and garages the way that we Americans tend to do. And so it kind of begs this question of like, do we really need all this stuff? I mean, probably for a lot of us, our stuff brings us joy, but I think there's nothing like a move to actually really make you think critically about the stuff that you do have and what's really necessary. It's sort of the same process as what I do with my coaching clients when we go through their closets. I kind of ask them, hey, like other than that winter coat or, the holiday Christmas sweater, like those things obviously are coming out once a year during a certain time of year. But for your sort of capsule items, for your everyday items that you could be wearing year round, are you actually wearing those clothes year round? Or is there like that one sweater hanging in your closet that you don't want to donate or give up because you think maybe you'll wear it, but the reality is you've never once worn it because maybe you just don't really like the way it looks on you as much as you thought you would, or maybe you've kind of worn the piece quite often and you're over it and you haven't worn it for a while now, or maybe it doesn't fit anymore, whatever it is. But it's the same thing with the rest of the stuff in our homes. It's kind of like, how often have you actually used those pieces? So I think like the perfect example is I had these like champagne glasses. They're not coupe glasses, like the ones that I really love, these crystal ones that I got in France. They're actually these really modern sort of cylinder type glasses. They were actually a gift from a friend. It's just a set of four, so not a ton of them. but I never ever use them. I've probably used them once in the whole time that I've had them. And it's just because I have these other champagne glasses that I really like, and these little cylinder ones, as fun and modern as they are, they're not always as practical either in terms of how much actual like champagne they can hold. So in any case, my point is that I've had these glasses sitting in a sideboard collecting dust for months and months. And technically I could have got them, donated them sooner or whatnot, but I just never did, never got around to it. And now moving, I've had to look at items like that and think, like, do I really need this? Do I really want to bubble wrap this and try really hard to bring this with me? Versus, for example, I have an Anthropologie set of Christmas mugs and plates that I got. I've collected some over the years, but there's one particular set that is from 2020, I believe, and it's my favorite set. I have a set of four plates and four matching mugs, and they have the Eiffel Tower, and it's all Christmassy, and I just love them. And I really do use them every year during the holidays. And so I bubble wrap the heck out of that thing and put it in a box that my family could pull from every time they come visit and put in their carry-on. And so my point is that, like, we have these items that we feel really attached to and we hold on to. And in some cases, it makes sense. But in other cases, it really doesn't. And the best way to figure that out is if you've ever had a storage unit too, where you have put stuff in because you don't have room in your own garage to hold on to it. Like, think about how often you go to that storage unit to actually grab those things. Again, this is excluding holiday decorations that obviously you're not going to pull out when it's not the holidays, but I'm just talking about, like, that's, let's say, set of figurines that you got from your mother or your grandmother. And they may actually have a lot of sentimental value to you, but, like, if you're not displaying it in your home, if it's not being cherished in front and center in your home, then, and it's in a box in your storage, what is the point of this? Why are we holding on to this clutter? And like I said, do we really need it? It's been so incredibly liberating to get rid of things these past few weeks. And I say that with the caveat that I am not someone, again, who really hoards. I go through this process every year where I, like, get fed up and clear out things from my home and do big spring clean. And a lot of the pieces I do have are, like I said, very curated, and I really do love them and use them. But even that said, there are things that I've looked at and I'm like, this actually, like, this never got used. This marble candle pillar, like, yeah, I had it out on the table, but how many times did I actually like turn on the battery operated candle in it and enjoy it? Like, it's heavy, it's extra, it could go to a better home where it's going to be used. Versus a brass candlestick holder that I have that's actually, I think I got it at Target too. Nothing fancy, but something that I use all the time. I always light the candles in it and I use that a lot. So I think, like, if you're in this space where you're feeling the need to kind of minimize how much stuff you have and create more space for, not even like literal space, but I think energetically create that space in your mind to kind of free up and make yourself feel decluttered and inspired and creative. The best way to do that is to really just take a hard look at the stuff you have. And more importantly, take a hard look at stuff before you're buying it too, and think about whether you really need those items. It's funny because I was telling my mom when was it, today or yesterday? I was telling her, one thing, mom, that I'll really miss in France that I know I missed last time, was the speedy delivery of everything in the US. Like, I had just ordered a extra suitcase I needed from Walmart to take some stuff, and it came overnight. And I was like, you do not get that kind of service in France. It just that's really fast. And the price was phenomenal too. And my mom was like, oh yeah, you definitely are going to miss that because you love to order stuff online. And I was like, yep, you're right. I do. I order a lot of my stuff whenever I shop or do things. A lot of times I do it online. But then I told her, I thought for a minute and I was like, you know what, mom? The difference is though, when I'm in France, I tend to lose a lot of that consumerist mentality. I don't know if it's just because it's not pushed upon you there and you're not seeing it every day in Instagram all day long. And like I said, the stores around you, the people around you, there's just not that culture of buy, buy, buy. And so you don't even really think that way. You're not like ordering online and doing things the same way you are in the US. So I think I'll be fine. I was fine last time. I noticed that about myself last time that I kind of came out of that. Whereas in the US, I'm always like, oh, yes, Amazon, Walmart, Target, all of it. It's all online. Quick, quick, quick order delivered tomorrow, you know? And it's just not like that in France. And so it really makes you think like, do you actually need all the things that you're probably c continuously buying? Do we really need all of this stuff? Yes, I think there are things that are darling and sentimental and make our spaces feel beautiful and we enjoy them, we use them. And I'm not talking about those things, but just the extra stuff, you know. And if you have kids, you probably feel this on a whole nother level because having kids can make you very consumerist with the amount of stuff you get for children. But I was like packing my house and I was thinking, I'm only in a one bedroom apartment. And, you know, thankfully, I think I have about four large size boxes from Home Depot that I'm actually shipping. And then just a couple of smaller boxes from Walmart that I'd gotten of some breakables that I'm storing with my mom until, you know, her and my sister can slowly help bring those and I come back and bring those and whatnot. But in terms of like stuff, quote unquote, I was really proud of myself that I actually didn't have too much. But it's amazing how much you can actually collect over time. And just even watching the other night, I was watching Something's Gotta Give on Netflix for the millionth time. And, you know, Diane Keaton's house in that movie is absolutely gorgeous and stunning and a dream house. But I was like mentally looking at it through the perspective of someone who's packing things. And I was thinking, oh my gosh, look at all the dishes in her cabinets. Look at all those little knickknacks and things she has in the bookshelves and on the coffee table and here and there. And I was thinking, geez, imagine packing up that house. And it was funny because I was looking at it through a completely different lens. I've never thought about that as I watched that movie until recently. And so it just was a reminder of how much stuff we do tend to accumulate and how much of it is probably actually very unnecessary and not needed. But I hope that like as you kind of survey your own things, take a look around your own house, if after you listen to this episode, maybe just take a look around in your closet, in your space, and think about what it is that maybe you're not really using. You could donate. Like I said, even if you're not moving, I think it's really liberating to declutter and clear out your space. You'll be amazed at what kind of effect it has on your mindset too. And just try and see if there's anything you can do to really give yourself that energetic space and refresh. Anyways, I'm curious to know about your thoughts on this subject. I know that last time I did an episode on consumerism in America. If you want to listen to that, that's back in season one. I'll put the link in the show notes below. But I know that I got a ton of comments and feedback about how that really resonated with a lot of you. And I'm curious if this resonates with you too. And whether you think maybe you're a hoarder or you're balanced or you're just a complete minimalist and do not collect anything, I'm curious to know. So let me know either in the reviews, comments, or DMs. I hope you guys have a great rest of your week and we'll chat soon.